Hello, Laguna Beach. This is the Village Laguna Hour on KXFM 104.7 Laguna Community Radio. Tune on, tune in. My name is Gene Felder. I'm a member of Village Laguna, and we are here today with Councilman George Weiss. And Village Laguna has endorsed Councilman George Weiss in the upcoming November 5th election. But your ballot will be mailed to you as soon as October 7th. You can vote for him right away. George Weiss has been on the council for 4 years. His website is georgeweisscitycouncil.org. And 4 years on the council, you have had a lot of work to do, haven't you, George? The first 2 years with Tony Eisman. How did that go?
Well, thank you, Gene. It was challenging, partly because we had a council person who defamed and demeaned both residents and Tony in particular, and disrupted council meetings on a continual basis. But now that person is gone, and we've got a much better council, and we've got a much better city administration.
So I think of those 2 years, you and Tony were in the minority very frequently on 3-2 votes. Bob Whalen, Sue Kemp, and Peter Blake voted as a block. Many times not for residents. Like, for example, that downtown specific plan, parking requirement being relaxed. The downtown specific plan was in existence for many years, but they felt the need to change it. What happened there?
Well, I think they felt that the restrictions on businesses were too great. So now you can have as many tattoo parlors in this town and the downtown as you want. So I don't think we've got 7 in our city, and is 8 enough or is 10? You also can take a shop that you have now and convert it to something else and compete against your neighbor. I don't think that's right. So I think some of these provisions in the downtown specific plan were not well thought out, as well as the reductions in the parking required, because we still have to park all these people.
Well, basically, they also, with intensification of use, you can now take a boutique, a retail shop, and change it to a restaurant and not have to provide more parking, even though, obviously, it's an intensification of use to go to a restaurant.
That's exactly right, Gene. And I must give you a caveat there. You can go from a retail store to a restaurant without actually going through Planning Commission. But if you do want to serve alcohol, you still have to go through the Planning Commission. Still, that would allow a lot of the shops on Forest Avenue, for example, that are in the promenade, to transition to restaurants, which make more money, and the entire place could turn into a food court.
It seemed like many of us, you know, Village Laguna, it was founded in 1971. It is to preserve and promote the village atmosphere. The mission statement is to preserve, enhance, and celebrate the unique village character and cultural heritage of Laguna Beach, to foster the community spirit and address social needs, and to work towards restoring and protecting our ocean and coastal habitats. I've been proud to be a member of Village Laguna since 1987. And this Whalen majority block, it seemed like the writing on the wall was the businesses didn't have to provide parking for their employees or their customers. It was that the city's residents would provide parking structures. Isn't that the long-term plan or the obvious plan?
Well, that seems the way we're going. 85% of the parking in downtown is already grandfathered. So what's happened, and I'll give you one example, when Finney's came in, Finney's used to be the White House. And when Finney's came in, they had 93 seats when it was the White House, and they wanted 143. And we gave them 125. I voted against the project because I felt that they could live within 93. So in order to get to 125, the council had to give them 11 virtual spaces forever that run with the property. Now, this is supposedly a historical building. It doesn't look like that when you walk in front of it. So parking has been given away over and over and over again for, it seems to be, no good cause. We did it with the Earth Cafe, the Red Dragon, and many other projects, which causes a problem because there's nowhere to park. So, you know, somebody's got to provide the parking, and that's going to be on the residents, which is now being proposed in a $11 or $12 million parking structure at the village entrance. Well, I don't think that's right.
Prior to that, Bob Whalen appointed Sheree Dupree and Peter Blake to negotiate a parking structure with the Presbyterian Church on 2nd Street. How did that go?
Well, luckily, residents spoke out about it, analyzed it financially, and the people, the residents of Laguna, saw it for what it was, a giveaway to the church, and not good for residents. We'd never owned the structure after 50 years, and we would be required to make it whole or to fix it up to where it would be a beautiful parking structure again for the church and then transfer it to them. The other option we had was the church could tell us to tear it down. So
after spending millions and billions of dollars of taxpayers' money, after 50 years, the city would own nothing. Is that right?
That's correct. And it didn't pencil out very well on paper either. So it was a foolhardy endeavor. And besides that, you talked about preservation earlier, Jane. I think it's an important point to make here. Preservation of the community and the built environment is special in Laguna. We know that. And also the natural environment is special. So, but the built environment, particularly downtown, is very special. And if you built that parking structure along with Hagen Place, which it would butt up to because one of the entrances was from Hagen Place, it would be as long as a football field and almost three stories high.
Wow. For those just joining, this is Gene Felder, the Village Laguna Hour. We have the pleasure of talking with Councilman George Weiss, who is running for re-election, and Village Laguna has endorsed George Weiss for council for re-election. Now, the parking is always an issue in Laguna Beach, but the Whalen Council majority has been removing downtown parking spaces, haven't they?
Well, we've given up a number of them, and we've also given 500 passes to businesses to park in our parking structures or on the street at low cost. It used to be a little worse in terms of the cost, how low the cost was to park. So parking is a perennial problem, and I think they only can be addressed by keeping cars out of our town and out of our downtown. And I have a plan for that as well.
There are also the Whalen majority had to pass a downtown action plan that included removing huge eucalyptus trees on Broadway and on Forest Avenue.
That's unfortunately correct. And Gene, this was a $14 million plan that's already been approved. And the original version involved removing 118 trees. And some of them seemingly, to me, historic. I thought it was ill-advised. I didn't vote for it. We haven't funded it yet, but it's approved by the council. So I think you want to have to ask yourself, why are residents paying for these kinds of changes when one of the major beneficiaries of the downtown, the businesses, is the businesses themselves? They should be funding a business improvement district to make these kinds of changes on their own without removing trees.
Now, Bob Whalen is soft-spoken, a gentleman, but the Whalen majority continually rammed through with no compromise. And that was quite different than how you handled the historic South Coast Theater. The type of working together with people to come up with a solution, that's an example that you would like to see.
I would. I think the Rivian Theater was unique in the sense that it was went through Planning Commission, and the doors in the front were going to be stainless steel. That was approved as a historic amenity. It's not. So the Laguna Historic Preservation Coalition made a threat to sue because there was no other way of appealing this, because the only other way of appealing would be to have someone within 300 feet. And there's nobody really that lives within 300 feet of the theater. So I negotiated some meetings with Rivian and the coalition, and they came to an agreement and made the changes, compromised on some changes to make the theater look historic and be historic. And it's now on the National Register of Historic Places.
And
it's
I think everyone,
wonderful community center.
I think everybody loves it. Let me just give a plug for the community Laguna Community Radio Station. I'm Gene Felder. This is the Village Laguna Hour, KXFM 104.7. Tune on, tune in. Now, there is also, you know, some business that the council has to do in closed session. But there's been issues where the agenda wording wasn't exactly right. There was a closed session where they discussed unpermitted work at the Hotel Laguna. Could you tell us about that?
I can't, Gene. Unfortunately, we went into closed session, and the item on closed session agenda just said possible threat of litigation. We never ended up talking about possible threat of litigation. What we talked about was approving plans for the demolition and making changes or remodeling changes to a historic building. It's not on the register, but it's historic. It's 1927. And as a result of that, it was reported by me to the district attorney. The council, on the other hand, thought I'd revealed information out of that meeting. And it was an illegal meeting, a legal agenda item, which the district attorney saw through eventually and chided the council with Brown Act violations.
The Orange County district attorney actually asked the city council to record their meetings for some period of time, but our city attorney managed to weasel out of that. You're a big proponent of transparency. You're a big proponent of getting public involvement. I think Sue Kemp and Councilman Ronaghi would like to eliminate public input if they possibly could. But you were able to get the posting of the agendas a bit earlier so people knew what was coming up.
That's correct. And I think that's necessary for people who travel or people who just don't have the time to look at a 100-page or 200-page staff report because it's just not enough time to prepare. And so civic involvement goes down. People don't go to the council meetings. They're coming back from when Peter was there. Luckily, we have a civil council at least. But I think more and more transparency is required. And that's one of my goals for the next 4 years is to increase the level of transparency. The four types of topics that can be discussed at closed session are personnel issues, real estate, lawsuits, and one other. But none of those are required to be in closed session. Not required to be. And time and again, they're always in closed session. So, for example, we paid out $348,000 to an appellant, the Laguna Beach Coalition, Historic Coalition, and to their attorney, and also to Larry Noakes, for something that occurred that didn't allow indemnification to occur in a project at 337 Hawthorne. We shouldn't have to pay those kinds of money when we didn't have an indemnification agreement, which was mandated or insisted upon by the DRB. And today, we don't know who done it.
There's no interest in finding out exactly what happened and holding someone accountable. This is a broad problem with financial accountability in the city. One financial mistake was the Whalen Council majority purchase of TMO.
That's correct. TMO was purchased for $2.7 million, and we spent another $100,000 on a consultant to tell us we could put a fire station there. The entire fire department did not want it. Unfortunately, the city manager at the time cajoled the chief into agreeing to it and supporting it. It would have required a basement, two feet of concrete on the main floor to allow the weight of a fire truck. They didn't tell the council that you needed. We were going to look into ambulance service at the time, otherwise, and it wouldn't have fit. So it was a real mystery to me why that was approved. I voted for it in closed session because I didn't know a lot of the details. In the end, in open session, I voted against it. And I also put forward legislation that forced the city to have an appraisal for anything over $500,000, which we did not have in the case of Te'amo.
This is KXFM 104.7 Laguna Community Radio. I'm Gene Felder. This is the Village Laguna Hour. We're pleased to be with Councilman George Weiss, who is running for re-election, and Village Laguna has endorsed George Weiss for re-election. And one of the reasons is how he mobilized the community when our county library was under threat. What happened there, George?
Well, Gene, that's another one of these stories of the heroes of the city, and that's the residents coming to the council meetings, writing letters. We had almost 90 letters, 35 people showing up, and here's what happened. We had agreed to purchase the library back in 2019, and then COVID hit. And after that, we agreed to purchase it for $4.2 million. What we didn't agree to was a three-year lease rather than a 25- or 50-year lease. Originally, the library was under a 50-year lease. So this agenda item was brought forward during the time that people were taking holidays for ski week. And it was brought forward also on the consent calendar as well. And it had a three-year lease instead and said the library may be moved at some point. So I mobilized the residents. They came out in force and stopped it. And we now have a 25-year lease on the library to keep it in the same location.
Now, they were shady about what exactly they had in mind. But you might look at what they were doing with only a three-year lease with the library is that they wanted to move the library elsewhere in the community and build a parking structure where our library currently is. That's probably the case, isn't it?
Well, in 2015 or 16, there was some preliminary drawings done of that site to be used as a parking structure. And it's a very attractive parking structure because you don't need turnarounds. You can enter on Glenera, you can enter on Laguna Avenue, or you can enter on Park, each with a different level. So it would hold about 110, 120 spaces. When I asked one of the council members about that, about the structure, he just said, well, you know, the library is worth $8 million. And I answered, so? Where are you going to put the library? And he suggested putting it near City Hall. I said, that's not a good place to put it. It's perfect where it is. It was built in 72 by Fred Briggs, a noted architect in town who'd done a lot of work. It's not beautiful today. The garden certainly is, and it can be beautiful again if we reinvest the $4.2 million that the library gave us back for the purchase of the library.
Well, this is Gene Felder, and I'm voting for George Weiss, and I think if you need any reason to do it is for saving the library, that's reason enough. And but, you know, I'm very proud of Laguna Beach. I've been living here for 38 years, and it's kind of fun to go on to YouTube and see video clips of Laguna Beach. So if you put in riot in Hotel Laguna, you'll be... you can see video clips. So there was a security guard riot at the Hotel Laguna in 14 West. What happened there, George?
Well, the ownership changed, and a group called MOM had purchased all of the ownership rights from Mo Harnacker. And Mo had still shares in MOM, but didn't own it anymore. And Mo decided to invade two properties, and that was the Hotel Laguna and 14 West, a hotel. And at 8 in the morning, he came in, and one of them was armed, and they stayed until 11 at night. This is clearly a trespassing violation, and intimidation, and probably felonies were committed. However, the city manager at the time protected Mo and didn't arrest anyone, and no one was arrested. But at 11 o'clock, the hotel was closed, and the people staying there were kicked out at 6 in the morning the next morning. Unfortunately, it was a fiasco, and I think it was one of those things that was done so wrongly that it forced our city manager at the time to consider retirement. It was so badly done. It was awful. I was in a meeting with the police department and city council, and I said, geez, couldn't you at 8:30 said, those that are trespassing or seemingly came here without warning and entered this property, leave within a half hour or you'll be arrested. That was a way to stop this from happening. The police department said, oh, this is an unprecedented event. I said, well, it is, but you could save everyone a lot of trouble and danger by removing those people that invaded the properties.
Well, George, I was at a recent town hall meeting in the city where talking about visitors and parking and speeding, and the big thing was enforce the law. So certainly if you have a riot at a hotel, I would think somebody should be arrested for something, but that did not occur. And of course, we've had problems with decorum and civility even at city council meetings, but we have a policy now?
We do have a policy of decorum, but that has not, certainly wasn't, that was approved prior to Peter Blake coming into office and hasn't been, well, certainly wasn't enforced when Peter Blake was in office. So I'm hopeful that it will be enforced. We haven't needed to enforce it, luckily, because the council has been civil and there's been no issues.
Well, from my point of view, both Bob Whelan and Sue Kemp needed the third vote, and that's why they never enforced that requirement. You know, some years ago, there was, I think, Elizabeth Pearson, when she was on the city council, wanted to have a parking structure out in the canyon, and Let Laguna Vote came up, and they found out that you could not pencil out a parking structure. You could not charge enough for a parking structure to make sense, particularly if you built a parking structure where there was already surface parking already. But there's a parking master plan that Bob Whelan and Sue Kemp has put forward, and they have how many parking structures in mind?
Well, there were 14 under the master plan. Luckily, the only one that the council adopted was the one at the village entrance and some smaller lots that would be just used as surface sites, no parking structures. Unfortunately, they went, what I'd say, whole hog on this, and there were a proposed parking structure at Aliso Creek with 364 spaces. There was also a parking structure, I guess, underground or somewhere being proposed for the lawn bowling area at the Heisler Park. Those folks came out and stormed the gates. They didn't think that was a good idea. So I think the problem is these idea that you can build your way out of the parking problem is erroneous, because all it does is induce more demand and bring more people into town where there's more environmental impacts, more congestion, and lesser quality of life for the residents.
The taxing visitors, how'd that proposal go?
Well, unfortunately, the majority of the council did not want to change and increase the fees charged for business license fees, which hasn't been changed in 28 years. I myself voted against the TOT, which is the hotel tax, because I don't see the hotel resident, the hotel guests, being a part of this problem. Currently, last year, we got $21 million from the TOT, and that goes into the general fund. This year, it's expected to be $19 million, maybe less, because the surf incentive has been closed. But I think that we need to find mechanisms to really charge the tourists for the services we provide. When the study was done by John Thomas and James Danziger, that was at $20 million of our cost to provide services for tourists who come into town as day trippers. We do get a lot of money from the parking, but it doesn't make up for it. What we need to do, and the solution has to be more broad than just Laguna Beach, and that is to keep cars out of Laguna and out of the center of the town. And that has to be something we work on with the Coastal Commission, the county, and the state. Because people come here for coastal resources, state resources, and Coastal Commission resources, and they're being destroyed. And we need to protect them by keeping cars out of our town.
Well, how do you feel about getting Zoom meetings back for city council meetings?
I thought it was a mistake to close them down for one event. I think it's... it's the essence of democracy to try to have every mechanism you can for people to participate. And unfortunately, those who can't make it in because they can't drive at night or they've got some infirmity that makes it difficult for them, we're just penalizing those people who are not able to make it to council meetings or those that travel for that matter.
So this has been the Village Laguna Hour on KXFM 104.7, Laguna Community Radio. Tune in. And we've been speaking with George Weiss for City Council. And his website is georgeweisscitycouncil.org. George, might you be willing to post this audio on your website?
I'd be happy to. Thank you, Gene, and thank you for Village Laguna. I want to say thanks for all the work you do in preserving and protecting our town. We've gone through a lot of changes 50 years ago since Arnolino and others founded this organization, and the mission is the same, to preserve and protect our town, its beauty, its natural beauty, its built environment, and its historic resources. So thank you for all the work you do.
So join me in voting for George Weiss. Your ballot should be mailed to you shortly after October 7th, and of course, Election Day is November 5th. George Weiss for City Council.